Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-up.
You want answers?
You want answers?
Well, so does he.
So does he.
He's Aaron Dykes.
Alex Jones on the GCN.
Aaron Dykes is with us.
And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm going to go to your calls coming up here in the next segment, and then later I will get more into this. But let's talk about it some right now. Actually, looking around in my stack for it, you did a special report on it. Oh, you have it? The whole Bloomberg thing, I mean, talk about bizarre. He comes out in newspapers, and it's like, he cares so much. That's why he's going to run your life with data. And he's so smart. He's an idiot savant, and that's why he was premeditatedly waiting for the next shooting to get your guns. That leads me to Dianne Feinstein saying, there will be, 2 weeks ago, there will be other events. She smiled. There will be other events, and we're going to get the guns. Mr. and Mrs. America, get ready to turn them in. And they're just going to make it like, Aaron, you go, you own a gun. You killed the next person. When there's always going to be death. There's always going to be bad guys. It's the people, Aaron.
Well, this gets into the whole Tavistock Institute issue, which is a whole other subject, but it's related. These psychologists throughout history, from Germany, from Britain, for the last 150 years, have gotten together, shared their research, and figured out how can they use that hierarchy of needs? How can they use reward and punishment behaviorism to control the masses? They've applied it through people like Edward Bernays, who, of course, was related to Sigmund Freud, through Carl Jung's findings, to keep people down, to punch their buttons. They figured out how people are programmed, how they're likely to react, at least statistically, and they've learned to manipulate societies through it. Bloomberg, Bill Gates, these people are playing off of what the Fabian socialists did, Aldous Huxley, people in Skull and Bone.
And it's like, which learned that from the first German proto-psychiatrist in the late 1700s, 1800s, but expanding on that, exactly, it's like a slow loris attack with hacking. It's not so much a denial of service, it just keeps doing a master command over and over again. It just keeps asking, like extending the hand, but never shaking it. Like, oh, shake my hand, and then you comb your hair. It's like, hey, the black helicopters raided town today. No, they didn't. Yeah, it was on the news. We all saw it. No, we didn't, crazy. And then they gaslight and all go, you didn't see it. You didn't see it. There's no bullets. There's no, there's, you know, and you're like, well, yeah, it is. And it doesn't matter if you're informed and know. The sheep go, and they'll start like a five-year-old start laughing like, ha-ha, you are wrong. I mean, you can have an elephant in your living room, and if David Rockefeller said it's not there, the general public goes, it's not there, it's not there. I mean, it's like five-year-old behavior.
Well, people get mad and call you racist for talking about Margaret Sanger's Negro Project and trying to buy off black
people. They'll go, that word's racist. Don't tell me they want to kill me. Racist, words are racist. They arrest people in England for saying homosexual.
I know they do.
A scientific word. Robin Page, BBC.
That's part of the behaviorism they're trying to push on us. But then you read Edward Bernays. I've actually read it. I know what he talks about, buying off leaders, buying off pastors, buying off magazine heads, so you can push your message top down, and people will buy it because they're in splintered groups, and they're into it.
And it's peer pressure. The key is stop caring what people think.
And then look at this study that they did in schools in the 60s, 70s, whatever. They took people with blonde hair, put them in one group. They said, today we're going to do an exercise. You're blonde, you get on this side of the room. You're brown-headed, the majority of the room, you get on this side of the room. And the brown-headed people are going to taunt and make fun of and put down the blonde-haired people. They did this all day throughout the exercise. When the exercise is over, they flip it. They reward the blonde-headed people with candy or treats or whatever and deny them to the brown-headed people. So they then have, you know, there's a cross-referencing of denial of privilege.
Pavlovian.
Privilege. Oh, it's Pavlovian and Skinnerism explicitly. That's explicitly what they were doing in the class.
And so get it, folks? They're putting stuff in your water. They're killing all of us, and they're telling us whites are racist terrorists in the L.A. Times with straight faces because it says we imagine a world government that's all being announced. Financial Times, world government is here, run by banks, and now for world government. It's all Davos, $100 trillion in taxpayer money in the next decade will fund our world government. They're exempt from taxes. You're like, the ADL's like, that's pretty racist.
So you see how with the blonde, brown hair example, it's a pushing of the button. It's a card they play in the deck of cards. Whenever people get mad about what Obama's doing against the Constitution, play the race card. It'll divide everyone. Everyone.
Exactly. All it is just, all it is like wolves are chasing you, throw a bone over your shoulder. But it's not even a bone. It's a cyanide bone. And then people get to where they value it. The only thing they know is how to identify racially. And the globalists are the ones in the media that punch that. They have stimuli that they can respond to. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hi, this is John Napolitano with the Office of Homeland Security. New Southern Poverty Law Center report says that white men with guns are the number one terror threat. And just believing in a New World Order conspiracy theory or the second coming of Christ is an act of terrorism. We are going to establish a task force to deal with all of you. Again, thank you for listening. And remember, white people are terrorists unless you're a communist.
Again, if you just joined us, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not joking. Peril from patriots. The U.S. needs to keep a close watch on growing threat of homegrown extremist groups. And it goes on to say, what can be done with the rise of the tide of belligerent ignorance? No, they're not jihadists. They're white right-wing Americans, nearly all of which obsessively attached to guns. Nearly all of an obsessive attachment to guns. See, they want us to have an obsessive attachment with race. They are scared to death of obsessive attachment to individualism, obsessive attachment to family, obsessive attachment to private property, obsessive attachment to privacy, obsessive attachment to wealth that comes from freedom. They want you to be obsessed on race. And then they can tie that to socialism and collectivism, which the big mega banks have created because they're exempt from it all. Came out 2 days ago. More than, what was it, 15, 16 major companies? hundreds of billions apiece, 108 billion. In fact, show viewers that. 108 billion General Electric has offshore tax free. If you make a few million dollars, say you sell a restaurant or something, somebody that this happened to, went to mainline lawyers, moved about $1 million of it to a Caribbean mainline island where they wanted to build a retirement home. The government just called it all illegal, even though it was after-tax money, and took it all. You're not going to move $1 million down to the Bahamas or to the Caribbean somewhere to live. You're not going to move that into a Swiss bank after you even pay taxes, because you know they may take it later. They're putting currency and capital controls in. But if you are just one of their low-level minions like Mitt Romney, you want to have hundreds of millions offshore, go ahead, baby. Go ahead, baby. And just type in 108 billion offshore, General Electric. It's AP, International Business Times, Business Insider. We showed it yesterday. Everybody saw it. The point is, Aaron Dykes, I'm going to go to calls here, but you were getting into now through AmeriCorps, which they're saying you're going to have to get out of high school or college. You've got to wear white bracelets and read that we're a, quote, minority. That's the new God class, but not really. Since you survived abortion and type 2 diabetes and all their chemical weapons, now you'll be used as cannon fodder to henpeck people because of their guilt. Will be receptive. Okay, I'll do whatever you say. Teach me how I'm bad, so you'll learn to. Okay, I only identify with as a group. See, it's not about. It's the opposite of what Martin Luther King said. Oh, yeah. Not the color of skin, but the character of your deeds. I mean, this is wild mind control. Aaron, the whole office is asking, will we wear bracelets saying we're bad?
Oh, well, I don't know, you know, but it's so weird and so far beyond the idea of can't we all just get along or something like that. It's write notes to yourself every day, reminding yourself of your white privilege. Wear a white wristband.
Your document cam.
Your privilege, and as a personal commitment to explain why you wear the wristband. Find a person of color willing to hold you accountable for addressing your white privilege. And it's so creepy. Think about it. They send people from these schools, from these volunteer groups, to the white privilege conference. That document's over here with the slogan, Got Privilege. And they get you to get up on stage with people who probably are your black friends or your Hispanic friends.
And these people use it as a political weapon. And then again, the Hispanics, blacks, and others, they associate their new power with the state that dictates all this. See, the Pavlovian stimulus, you're the dog in the cage, they ring the bell, they give you the meat. You feel powerful when you grovel. They feel power when they say La Reconquista, which is all funded by Ford Foundation. Because the last thing they want is for people to embrace the Bill of Rights Constitution as a unifier.
They want to erase the rights, and they never want to talk about how the way that people stay downtrodden is by getting dependent on government welfare handouts. Why? Because then they can tell you whether or not you're going to have that baby, whether or not you're going to get that abortion, how you're never
going to... How you're going to get hundreds of vaccines now and wonder why you get cancer and both your legs sawed off of diabetes. You know, why is all this happening? Well, it's in their own manuals. They're killing you. But they're liberal. Oh, hi, I'm wearing sandals. I'll give you the shot. You have a nice day now. Ugly black baby. Just like the liberals say, let's kill the black babies, and that's liberal.
It's creepy, and you've got some of the top black leaders.
Admit killing black babies is liberal.
Oh, it's liberal like Hitler liberal.
No. He was liberal. He was a National Socialist. Admit you were wrong. And agree with that abortionist.
Saying that Nazism is National Socialism, that's racism too.
I know, they actually say that.
You have to wear the white bracelet like Jews had to wear the yellow star, but if you talk bad about it, that's racist.
Well, and if your mom makes a pastry that looks like a gun, wasn't even a gun, you're going to be kicked out of school.
It's weird.
And if somebody pulls a gun on a bus, well, no, it's meant to just be whatever crazy order we give you. I've explained Marine Corps brainwashing. They don't do it anymore because you know it was too bizarre, and it did create... It was a Prussian model of brainwashing. They developed the shaved head, the soldiers.
That's where the psychology comes from.
No, the lack of sleep. Yeah, exactly. The Prussians had the best German slaves to sell, white military slaves, Prussian Hessians. And they came from both places, but the point is a sub-district. And if you look at that, and if you look at what they did, it's the same thing happening today.
Yeah, it is. And this is just weird brainwashing. This is not going to foster respect between different communities. This is only going to create new weird thoughts in people, like wearing a white wristband. But they're doing this to teachers. I forgot. The whole source wasn't even CNS News, who always break great stuff. It was some other group. I'm sorry, I don't remember their name. They're doing a whole documentary on how the teachers in Wisconsin are being brainwashed to deal with their white privilege and how they're not ready to teach minority students until they admit and come to terms with the shame of being white. How weird is that?
And they're teaching everywhere there's no free speech. But getting back to the Marine brainwashing, I'm not attacking Marines themselves. The point is it's German military technology. It's a fact. Go look it up. From a group selling soldiers, selling shiploads of soldiers anywhere in the world, who were so brainwashed they were happy to be slaves. I mean, that's mind control. That's kindergarten. All of this stuff comes out of the Prussian mind control model, skull and bones, everything, as you said. They brag about this. We're giving you the history of this, the guts of this, where it all came from. But that's why when you see, they hired that former real Marine Corps drill sergeant, most of that was impromptu, in Stanley Kubrick's Full Metal Jacket, where they're walking around grabbing their genitals in really a sexual ceremony, saying, this is my rifle, this is my gun, this is for fighting, this is for fun. And they taught them sexual Pavlovian connection to the rifle so that there would actually be a sexual hormone release in the brain, pre-sexual, I forget the name of the exact hormone. But the ancients knew this as well. The ninjas used sex to train people in Japan to go train for 10 years to be an assassin, go kill your target, and commit seppuku yourself like a kamikaze so that no one can find out who hired the killer. I mean, just with sex, they train people to kill. It's like they can train Muslims to blow themselves up thinking it's for Allah. You don't just need drugs for mind control. But that's what it's all about, is that they create a Pavlovian connection to it. So it's a Pavlovian trigger where you go, I don't think I want troops on the street. Racist. I don't think I want socialism. Racist. I don't think, and it's, guns are racist. And you go, well, what's your argument? There is not racist. And they smile. They're literally psych warfare chiefs who know they're psych warfare chiefs. Most of these even mid-level liberals are actually fascist, exterminist eugenicists. They don't just want to kill black people. They want to kill everybody. It's like when my dad got called in because he was top of his class at UT. Because he was in all these national science programs and giving science speeches and all this other stuff. So he was on the fast track into all this. People say, well, then why, if he was doing particle acceleration when he was 16, did he get out of it? Because, it freaked him out. And then he just went and got the fastest track to making money being a dentist. Because my mom got pregnant, in college. But to make a long story short on all this, he was building particle beams when he was 16 with government grants because they knew most stuff was being developed in garages. But I told that story a few days ago. People couldn't believe it because they just don't know how. They can't even imagine I snuck into Bohemian Grove. They don't think this show's real. Aaron, they don't think you operate on your own. They don't think you have any individual power. It's not just the race divide. This collectivism, the general public's never done anything outside of a system. They don't know what they can do. They have no idea that the guy that started Nike tennis shoes, made them out of the back of a car and sold them on the street. They don't know that, the guy that created Paul Mitchell, tens of millions of dollars, created himself when he was homeless. They literally can't believe you're doing anything. I'm doing it. It must all be fake. We must be government agents because nothing can be real. But the side issue, when they called my dad in, when he was still in high school, a junior when he was brought to UT to be tested with all these kids, and then he was out of hundreds, just the few they brought in, and it was, we're going to carry out eugenics, you're the elite, do you like that idea? And by the way, this isn't like Hitler. The head of the botany department was running it, Professor Speer. I'm Jewish, he said. This isn't like Hitler. We're going after everybody that's inferior. And my dad was like, eh. But he still went to UT later, but then got out of all that. He was never really in it, but it was, well, you went there, you know about it.
Yeah, and looking back at UT, there's a lot of creepy professors and agendas going on. But they always co-opt the leaders. They've done that in the black community, talk about race issues, and it's hurtful, I guess, to talk about for some people, but they have sold out some of the top...
Well, no, they create a pain. They bring it up so that you can't live your new life. So I can't be somebody free of guilt. Somebody who's another color can't be free of guilt and be a real human. It's a prison, a neurotic prison where you say a keyword and someone falls into a trance. I mean, that's why they use it. I mean, it's a weapon. And I know I've gone fully off into this. We got calls and a bunch of news coming up. It's just such mind control. Listen, did our predictions not come true? They're now saying whites, just being white is terrorism, and whites are going to blow everything up, and Homeland Security's new op ought to be against white gun owners.
And why were you able to predict it? Because you've read history, because you follow the news, the stuff follows patterns, it follows archetypes.
We could see the programming.
And it's a prison of the mind. As soon as you begin to look into it for yourself and read stuff, you'll begin to get out of that prison, see things for yourself, and become a stronger individual and realize your identity, your purpose is not in the collective system. That is a dying system, and they want us all to die because they want to take the power, they want to suck it mentally, psychically out of us, and we don't need to give into that.
I don't want to live in the world they're building. They plan to kill 99% of us. Their public documents are 90% because, their minions would freak out if they realized it, the math. This eugenics cult, if you had to estimate its numbers, I bet bet there's probably 50 million people that know they're in on it, but have reflected glory. They're not really in on it. It's only a few thousand in on it, and I'd say almost every liberal I talk to, mid-level, they know. They know they're exterminists. They're beyond race. They're scientists. They are programming us. Aaron, thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, mold, and fungus, and is remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARED for 20% off your entire order, and like us on Facebook.
Folks, Alex Jones here back live. The government's arming to the teeth against us. Michael Moore, you know, came out yesterday and said how to finish off the NRA's, the quote, show photos of the dead kids at Sandy Hook. You know, it was 3 days before Dianne Feinstein came out and said, I've seen the photos, I know details, and did that demonic smirk. I mean, that woman is so overtly evil. I mean, looks like the Goblin King or something. I mean, just pure evil, and her actions are pure evil. You guys need to kill that mic. Thanks. That mic's on over there. Are you? Yeah. Anyways, getting back to what I was saying there, this is just overwhelming what's going on. And They're not going to show dead kids killed by governments. They're not going to show the communist Chinese who have the guns mowing down people in mass. You can type in communist Chinese executions. It's on Google, on the photos. Unbelievable. Young people having their heads blown off. Men, women, children. They're not going to show any of that. That's why they always say Hitler wasn't for gun control. Don't show people being shot by Hitler. Hitler wasn't for gun control because they know that's powerful, seeing gun control victims. They're going to bring out the little dead kids that were probably killed by black ops teams. There's major evidence. And this just shows how vicious they are. This is their psych warfare. And they're testing to see if this will work for them. Or they'll just stage another one. So good job, killers. And your little front men. Just unbelievable. I want Michael Moore to be wrong about new time crime scene photos. That's just some of the photos. You must not look away. And he's on the news right now during the break saying, hey, we're going to release these photos and we're going to show you. Hey, let's release the crime scene photos of the little black kid got shot by the police the other day. Oh, you don't want that, because that's real government violence. Unbelievable. And they also want to have laws to not show dead aborted babies. They don't want you to see who they're chopping up. Man, these people are sick. These people are sick. Let's talk to Brian in Canada. I want to talk about divide and conquer. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex, love you to death, and I've been giddy ever since you appeared on Piers Morgan's show in early January. It was one of those striking TV moments. So I love you. I've been listening to you since 1996 on shortwave radio, so I am a fan. But what I've come to decide after listening to you the last couple of days is that you, Alex, use this divide and conquer strategy so effectively as part of the info war that it's starting to kind of bug me, because while you talk about the globalists using divide and conquer strategies, and I know they do, you have perfected it, my man, to the point where, again, it's become so obvious that you use this same identical strategy, fear, divide, and conquer. So anyways,
you know, I disagree with you. There are fake memes put out there. I push fear. That is your perception. I mean, if something's already coming down on you, knowing about it, you know, when bad news comes to the office or something like that, I want it immediately. Okay? I want to face it head on. I don't want to ignore it. So it's a perception issue, because I'm not here trying to manipulate. I'm here letting it all hang out of control, obviously, stream of consciousness. And so if you take it as fear, that's your issue. And that is a problem with my articulation, but nobody's perfect. Now, on the subject of divide and conquer, I want to hear how I'm dividing and conquering, but I've always said this. You're not listening. The very nature of having to respond to their divide and conquer and having to describe it will create divide and conquer. So even though I'm against racial division, which I call tribalism, the globalists call it that, because it's mindless, it's used as a tool by the mega elite to control. Still, it's real when someone, if you're a black guy walking down the street and white guys get in your face, or if you're a white guy and it happens. Okay, and I've experienced racial, attacks, man. I mean, I didn't think of it as that. I saw it as gang. Instinctively, as a teenager, I knew I'd had groups of, we didn't call them rednecks, and I was kind of one myself, but we called them crap kickers. Well, actually, a cuss word. You know, cowboy hats, boots. You go to the wrong party, they'd say, where are you? We're going to beat you up. Just for whatever reason, that culture, it was fights every day. And I'd go to the neighborhood to play football or basketball with friends. There'd be some other black guys there. Like, who's these white guys? Let's have a fight. And there'd be me and a couple of my black buddies fighting some other black guys. You know, I saw it always as tribal and as gang related. And, you know, as people in gang mentalities. I'd be a Dairy Queen when visiting my grandma when I was 16 down in East Texas. And we'd be talking to girls in there trying to get them to go swimming with us, you know, skinny dipping or something. And, two trucks pull up and white guys jump out and go, we're going to kick your ass, Yankee. You know, even though I wasn't from up north, they use that tribal, identification. You know, even though my family in that area founded the county. So I just instinctively had the programming of a real human to understand tribalism. You know, there were black groups in Roman legions that invaded white areas. And believe me, the white people being invaded by legions that had blacks in some of them who were Roman citizens, they didn't think that's a black guy. The race didn't even exist. It was what country or tribe you were in and who you were allied with. I mean, does that answer your question?
Sure, yeah. And again, forgive me from calling from multicultural Canada.
I tell you what, I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to come back to you to try to understand this. Look, all I have is my word. And my, well, you know what Tony Montana says. And so I have no guilt. I'm a really good guy. I'm trying to free humanity, okay? So take it how you want it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
One quick phone call, and then we've got a special guest, surprise guest, here in studio in just one moment. Brian, in Canada, you said I used a vicious divide and conquer, and so explain to me, no, I explain divide and conquer, show hypocrisy, and then try to get people to think outside the box. That's my intent. My intent is not to create fear. My intent is, hey, there's a hurricane coming. You better put boards up on your house instead of like, don't fear monger. I'm like, no, it's going 200 miles an hour. It's probably going to knock out all your windows. Shut up, fear monger. I'm like, okay, I just said you might, it was on the news. You might want to put some, it's going to hit tomorrow night. Plywood selling out down at Home Depot. Shut up, racist. What are you implying? I need to do, menial labor or something? I had a story I'll tell later when I was down at Moody Gardens. So somebody thought I was saying something about them. And I could tell they were mad at me, and I didn't know what they were. And then later it clicked. And it's just political correctness is about getting everybody freaked out, looking for things that don't exist or exaggerating them, and then missing the big, giant stuff going on all around you, the real discrimination of the globalists that we pay $85 billion a month to. We're going to be talking about that with our special guest here in just a moment. So it's just classic divide and conquer. I know I've harped on that, but they're going into race war, race pimp, overdrive, just to create fear and division so the government can play the part of the arbiter, of the referee, of the divide and conquer group, of the good guy, of the mommy. Oh, well, President Obama, Chris Rock said, is our daddy. So let's go ahead and go back to Brian. Brian, tell me how I fearmonger, or tell me how I divide and conquer.
I don't want to upset you, Alex. I'm sure
you're not upsetting me. Tell me, please, please. I really want to know.
Listen, I will. All I'm saying is I think that the entire production team sits around probably and says, what can we talk about? And underlying all of that is, how can we be provocative? How can we stir the emotion, which is a human circumstance? And I'm not.
Okay, well, you just misrepresented. Well, what really goes on is, out of all this real sensational stuff going on, what are we going to cover? And how do we hijack mindless cultural memes that don't matter and attach reality to them? That's culture jamming, culture hijacking. We don't have enough of those meetings. 90%+ of the time, my crew does whatever they want because I hired folks that I overall trust and just get it and know what's going on. And sometimes I go, this isn't sensational enough, because we tend to water down our headlines. Aaron Dykes in an article said, has political correctness gone too far, making whites wear white bracelets? I mean, I didn't call Aaron. I'm doing it now. Does a great job. It's worse than that. It's totally creating a color-obsessed society instead of a color-blind society. I mean, it's the opposite, okay? And oh, my gosh. I mean, you're wrong about how we run things up here. Okay, I cannot describe how crazy things are, sir. I mean... Do you want to know about the 2 billion bullets? How is that fear-mongering? That's really going on. And I always get to get the criticism first, because I told you Piers Morgan, a bunch of his colleagues have been arrested. Now the five people under him were arrested today. Okay? I mean, Piers Morgan is a gangster. And it doesn't feel good to be a gangster from my position. I don't want to be a gangster, but he wants to be a gangster. Okay? I mean, I'm here straight shooting. Show me money. Show me the proof. Show me the fear-mongering. Show me the divide and conquer. Show me! Show me! Show me! Show me! Come on! He hung up. He dropped off. Show me! Show me! Show me! I mean, my wife ran in and said, there's guys breaking in the garage. I wouldn't say, oh my gosh, you fearmonger. I'd say, thank you, baby. Jump up, boom, into the instant access pistol safe, semi-auto shotgun, locked, loaded. I mean, the way I get fired up, probably kick down the garage door. And, if you don't hit the ground in about 2 seconds, you're dead. I just don't get it. There have actually been people nowadays, they're in such denial that a neighbor will call and say your house is on fire, and people get mad at them and deny it. There's a real culture of denial. Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't plug any products last hour. That's how we fund ourselves. Plus, I picked the very best products out there. I'm not fear-mongering. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is not linked. It's been confirmed by 20 Harvard studies. It just came out last year. Just type in Harvard study, and then it's 20. I just typed that in. Sevenfold increase in cancer. There were literally hundreds of studies on the same subject all the world. 100. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me carefully. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, probably in the thousands of studies. I mean, there's like a couple hundred Chinese studies alone, hundreds of Japanese, hundreds of American. Sevenfold increase in one type of bone cancer, every other cancer off the chart when they test them. And these are human studies where they've been able to track what water they're drinking because of it, because they have demographics on that. Brain cancers, diabetes, fluorosis, kidney failure, Harvard study finds fluoride lowers IQ, and then it goes into all the cancer and the rest of it. Boom, Reuters. You might want to listen to me. But, oh, that's fear-mongering. No, win, win, win. I sell the best gravity-fed filters at the lowest price that then funds my operation or everybody else. It's called win, 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 win. Win, 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 win. My gold sponsor, one of the few A-plus Better Business Bureaus, the biggest companies, go look it up. There's hardly any other gold companies that have even an A rating, I can't find one that has an A plus, because we get all these offers constantly, and we get offers in the magazine. I can't ever find a reputable gold company to be a sponsor, because Ted is my exclusive on the radio, but I don't have a rule to do that. But, I mean, he's the only guy that's A-plus. He's been around 30 years, 16 with his company, Midas. I've known the guy for 17 years. He came down and visited me in Austin, stayed at my house last night. We were talking in the car. 1996 is when I first talked to Ted Anderson. 17 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, coming up on 18. And go look, Better Business Bureau. Better Business Bureau. A-plus rating. You can't even find that I know of anywhere. I mean, sure, I'm selling gold. It went from $260 an ounce to a $2,000, gone back down to $1,600 and something. Man, that's a win-win-win. You go, well, the stock market's at $14,500. It's with devalued dollars. That's inflation, folks. It might hit $100,000. You know, the hyperinflation accelerates. It might hit $300,000. Hell, the Dow might hit $1 billion if it goes Zimbabwe or Weimar Republic. I mean, look at Ted Anderson, sponsor right here with us, but I've got him to talk about issues, and he's also doing some interviews on the Nightly News with us. So come out and visit me. I haven't seen you in about 6 months in person. And Ted Anderson came up with a deal with a free Obama deception, a free American dream, great animated cartoon that even, you know, kids could watch. It's a little racy, maybe 12 and up. Just it looks like something could be on, you know, Adult Swim. It's so good. Or even better than that. I mean, it's theatrical quality film on the Federal Reserve and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. I mean, it'll wake anybody up. That's free. That's $20. Obama deception, $20. And two silver dollars from the turn of the last century that have numismatic value, but he sells them at cost with free shipping, so it's below cost. That shipping's about $10. Two silver dollars, 70. Two films, a book, free shipping, two silver dollars, $72. That's over $140 value, conservatively, $72 at MidasResources.com. A link up at InfoWars.com, right at the top of the page. You can see it there on the right-hand side. I'm not even getting him here to plug. My point is just explaining to that last guy how I work. I go out and find the best deals I can get. That's a loss leader. So you get the stuff, make a relationship, and then buy more gold and silver from Ted. And by the way, Ted's so competitive that even though he's the fifth largest gold and silver dealer in the country, he really, in the last few years, has made almost no profit. He owns Genesis Network. It's done very, very well. Over 1,000-plus affiliates right now. We should probably talk about that some with Ted. In fact, it's way more than that. Explosive growth. Getting new stations every week just on this show, but all his other shows exploding. And I've known Ted from the beginning before he even had a radio network, when he was just my gold sponsor, because I shopped around and found a place that had bullion right at close to melt and real numismatic at fair prices. A lot of numismatic companies have triple markup. A coin should be $600. It's $1,800. Not with Ted Anderson. He's got the best brokers, the best people. Ted, I didn't get you here over this. I wanted to get you here, you know, to have some other meetings with us and work on some longevity stuff we're doing with InfoWars Health and for the Nightly News. But here you are. I've gone into this whole rant. Do you think it's fear-mongering, Ted, to say they're going to devalue the dollar, gold $260, get into it, and 10 years later it's $1,600? Is that fear-mongering to say there's drones, there's bullets, and then they said I was a liar, but now it's all admitted? Is it fear-mongering to be right? I mean, is it fear-mongering, for your doctor to say you better quit drinking a half bottle of vodka, your liver's going to fail?
Well, obviously not, Alex. And some people just want to pick on you, and they, for whatever reason, I mean, it's like, hey, the guy is just soaring through the clouds. I mean, your show is just doing fantastic, and you have people that draw these images of fear-mongering. I mean, come on. The Federal Reserve System is creating $85 billion every month and lending it to themselves, and we end up having to pay the taxes to service interest on debt. I mean, come on. We're not talking about fear-mongering here. We're just talking about some of the obvious facts that we have to take advantage of and get and work with. You know, the thing about
apologize for saying get gold at 260 and it's 16 plus 100. Apologize for saying get silver at $4 and it's 30 something. Apologize.
Well,
apologize for being right.
Okay, I apologize for being right.
I apologize for breaking thousands of major stories.
Yeah, I just need to tell you
that are confirmed.
I mean, people would be foolish to think that you can create paper and not increase productivity and have the same value there. It's just not going to happen.
I helped Ted write a radio ad we're going to run, or a TV ad. Can you guys go get the script of that I wrote with Ted at like 9 a.m. this morning? I'm going to read that on air because that's what we really think. Weldon Henson's got it back. back there. Will you guys run somebody get that back in the shipping department? I want to read that on air. Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Go ahead, extremist.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if you're going to create paper, and obviously paper is just developed from gold in the first place. People deposited their gold at suppositories and got certificates that were exchangeable back for the gold again. That's how paper money came into existence. And now, all of a sudden, they think, hey, we're just going to remove the gold from the thing, and we're just going to print as much paper as we want to, as much as we feel that is necessary in order to get the economy.
They put the gold in the suppository?
The depository, yeah.
No, I've done that too myself. Like, that's where you're hiding the gold. That's where they hit the gold watch in Pulp Fiction. I'm sorry.
So there you go. So you have a certificate that says it's redeemable in gold, and even the United States adopted this concept when it was originally formed. It's in the Constitution.
Look, just type in heavyweights buy gold, Russian government, UT. Soros doubles down every month, buys masses of gold while bad-mouthing it and using paper naked shorts, well, people like him, to drive it down. Talk about naked shorting, what's been happening. Well, I see all this as a buying opportunity.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is, Alex, to suppress the price of gold, I mean, a few ways you can go about doing that. You can go into the futures market. You can sell your gold short. You don't have the gold. You're suppressing the price. They're trading in the EFT markets.
Germans ask for their gold, told sorry. You got to get it in 10-year increments.
Yeah, I mean,
because the Easter Bunny has it.
Right, exactly. I mean, the whole thing is a papered over mess. I mean,
No. LIBOR admits all that. It's now admitted that the private central banks collude to implode economies and fix interest rates, giving themselves free credit and raking us over the coals. All confirmed. We're right. World government announced, but Southern Poverty Law Center says it doesn't exist, and we're racist.
See, we don't even know what the value of
racist, racist, racist. I don't want to hear your facts. Racist.
Yeah, we don't even know what the value
white, of racist, white, racist, white, racist, white, racist. Shut up, racist. Shut up, racist. I've actually gone and protested abortion clinics back, you know, when I did that like in 17 years ago, 16 years ago. And now I talk about it on air, but I've been out there many times. And they would actually have the socialists come over and go, because a lot of times it was, quote, minorities. They go, shut up, racist. Go home, racist. And it's like back then I was like, I'm not a racist. But the fact is, it's a psych warfare thing. Right. They're in there cutting up black babies. And they need to get that white supremacist operation run. And they're not going to allow me to stop it.
I know. And that's the thing. I mean, the black babies.
Racist, 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 racist.
I guess it's not racist.
Racist, 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 racist.
Anyway.
Racist!
Yeah. Just as I was trying to say, I mean, we no longer know the value of money. If you go deposit...
Racist! 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 Don't worry about the bullets, the drones, the imploding economy, the cancer viruses, the diabetes exploding, the people dying, the mass abortions, the war, the death, the government running Al-Qaeda. Racism, people!
You sound like you have some passion with that, Alex, and I can tell.
I'm sorry.
The way you
have done well, Lord Vader.
We have gotten to the
point. And now, young Jedi, you will die.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's right. Anyways, I mean, think about it. If we're going to deposit our money in the bank and we're going to get a 0.5% return, and the Federal Reserve System is going to make $85 billion a month to try to keep the interest rates suppressed and low, isn't that manipulation? That's what they're
doing. No, it's not happening. Nothing's happening.
Yeah, it's
like, there is no Federal Reserve.
Let's pretend.
There are no bullets. These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Yeah. I mean, just even.
You're not even here, Ted. Ted, you just fell down and hit your head. What? Wake up, Ted. You know, that's gaslighting. The public is so suggestive now, you can tell the average public that, and they think they've fallen down.
No, that's the thing. I mean,
racist.
People are blind to
racist.
What's really going on. And anyways,
they're blind to your racism.
The racism card is always being pulled, but I can tell you right now, it makes absolutely no sense to stay in paper.
Racist.
And to watch the Dow Jones Industrial Average go up just like you're saying.
Racist.
It's happening because they're manipulating the interest rates and keeping them down.
Racist.
We're just going to continue to print money. The Dow Jones is going to go up forever. Money is not what...
I'm not listening to you. That's racist.
Well, anyways, so I'm just telling you, at this point in time, we are sitting here on the edge of a collapse, and they're trying to solve the collapsing problem by printing paper.
Let me read from the New York Times and the LA Times here. It says, wanting to keep your guns and believing in this is what can be done to reverse the tide of belligerent ignorance of white men. And it doesn't say who wrote it. So why are you belligerent and not admitting you're a racist?
It's funny. That's stuff that they come up with, isn't it? I mean, you look at that and you go, man, how could this be printed? Well, I mean, what's the point? I mean, what is it? Black men get to have guns, white men don't? You know,
racist!
It's absolutely crazy. And then you're talking about the abortions, and most the abortions are black kids.
Oh, and if you're against it, it's racist.
And it's not killing people, you know.
Racist.
I mean, it just the whole thing. I mean, just everything is just twisted and turned and turned upside down. And the monetary system is just as much into it as anything.
By the way, who wrote that headline? Because they got it even better than the headline I came up for with Nemo. Put that back on screen. White men, see, that's what I talk about with my writers. The reality of that article is worse than the L.A. Times saying white men are the new terrorist. I couldn't come up with it. And I said it's worse than that. The guy accused me of fear-mongering. It's L.A. Times says conservative white men, worse than terrorists, need monitoring. That is exactly what they really said. Who's that from, the Examiner? Who's that writer? Joe Newby needs to be my headline writer. Racist.
Anyways, Alex, like you say, I mean, everything is twisted, it's turned, it's backwards, it's inside out. And how can anybody make sense of it? If you just follow what's being told to us by the mainstream media and our federal government and the government above the federal government called the Federal Reserve System, they're going to tell you what we need to do is print money to get the economy moving. I got news for you. Printing money is not creating wealth. Creating wealth is getting out there working and creating something.
That's what I expect a racist to say. All right, we'll be back for more of the racist hour here. 800-686-2237. If you want to call Midas Resources and talk to the evil people there.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Jed Anderson's our guest. We have a special guest, surprise guest in studio after that. I know I said I'd go to your phone calls. If everybody wants to hang up, they can, or you can stay on hold. I'll try to get to you. I get a little bit wound up here on air during the fear-mongering and divide-and-conquer operations. Getting serious, though. Actually, not getting serious. David Ortiz back there just made the joke, one of our reporters, that, well, obviously, you know, the white smoke coming out of the Vatican, that's a sign of racism. And the Pope wears white. That, I mean, the way everything's racist except what's really racist or globalist shutting everything down. Now, here's an ad we wrote for a TV ad script that we're putting together for Ted while he's down here in town. But I think this says it all. You know, Ted and I agreed, collaborated on this morning and wrote this. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, but I'm actually Alex Jones. Ted's right there. In fact, while I'm reading this, we'll aim the camera at Ted. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources. With more than 30 years of experience in precious metals industry, I can unequivocally tell you that this is the most volatile and dangerous time for our economy that we have ever seen, not just in the United States, but worldwide. We are now only entering the edge of a global financial superstorm, the likes of which the planet has never seen. Here in the United States, the private Federal Reserve is giving more than $85 billion of taxpayer money a month to themselves and other foreign offshore banks. And the worst part is taxpayers are being forced to pay interest through high taxes on the money we give them. Did you hear that? That's the really rich part, the fun part. He goes on. Continuing, there is now a race worldwide, that's code for racism, there is now a race worldwide between central banks to see who can devalue their currencies the fastest. We are already seeing big increases in inflation in every case in history. This road leads to hyperinflation. More than a dozen top globalists like George Soros, we're going to put all those articles in, have been buying record amounts of gold while at the same time bad-mouthing it into the public. Don't just listen to what they say, watch what they do. For more than 6,000 years, gold has been the ultimate hedge against uncertain times and inflation. While it's important to be diversified, I personally, that's Ted Anderson writing with me and others there typing, I have more than 50% of my savings and investments in precious metals. Before getting into metals, it's important to do your research and find a reputable company. Midas Resources has the greatest and highest Better Business Bureau rating of A+. Unfortunately, very few precious metal companies can boast that. Yeah, that is unfortunate. Midas Resources, we couldn't actually find any, but we assume they're there, so we just said most. So there I am, like, cutting it back. I don't really exaggerate. I usually cut back. Midas Resources has assembled one of the most educated research professional group of brokers in the industry. Now is the time to investigate gold and silver. Call 800-686-2237, and we will mail you 10 reasons to own gold book. Need to add that it's a book, I think. Did he say book there? I thought I wrote that. Absolutely free. No shipping. It's absolutely free. Midas Resources has one of the biggest selections of precious metals in North America on hand and ready to ship. A lot of people don't. When it comes to bullion coins, our prices are among the most competitive and closest to melt. And if it's numismatics collectibles you're looking for, we have one of the best deals, some of the best deals out there. So it needs to be we have some of the best deals out there. Now, proofreading this on air. Thousands of fly-by-night companies have popped up offering prices that are bait-and-switch scams. If you see prices that are too good to be true, they are. Again, the most trusted name in metals is Midas Resources. Visit Midas Resources today or click on our link at Infowars.com to see some of our daily specials. In closing, here's an example of one of our long-term specials we've been offering for more than a year. Two silver dollars from the turn of the last century, two powerful films, The Obama Deception, American Dream, the revealing book, Dishonest Money, and free shipping for $72. That's $140 value for just $72. That, my friend, is called a loss leader because I want to introduce you to precious metals and Midas Resources, as well as waking up America to the private Federal Reserve and their puppet, Barack Obama. Peace of mind is called gold and silver. MidasResources.com or 800-686-2237. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, show, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.